It is just past midnight on December 3rd, 1984. A million people are asleep in Bhopal, India, in a sealed storage tank at Union Carbide's pesticide plant on the edge of the city. Water is seeping in. The tank holds methyl isocyanate, MIC, one of the most reactive chemicals in industrial use. Water and MIC don't coexist. They react. The tank heats up. The pressure climbs. An operator notices the gauge. He walks away, assuming it's a faulty reading. At 12:40 a.m., the tank vents. 40 tons of gas escape into the cold night air. Cold air is heavy. The gas rolls low across roads, railway tracks, and the narrow alleys of the shantytown neighborhoods built right up to the plant fence. People wake up choking. Their eyes burn. They can't breathe. They run without knowing which way is away from it. Three safety systems existed to stop exactly this. All three were down. The refrigeration unit that would have slowed the reaction had been shut off nearly 3 years earlier to cut costs. The flare tower, meant to burn off escaping gas, was under scheduled maintenance. The gas scrubber carried too little caustic soda to neutralize a leak this large. None of them were ready. None of them worked. Union Carbide had cut $1.25 million from Bhopal's operating budget. By 1984, only six of the original 12 MIC operators were still on the line. Plant alarms had been malfunctioning for years. These facts were documented in internal audits. They were not acted on. The official death toll, 3,187 people dead within days. Epidemiologists placed the total count between 15,000 and 20,000. Over 500,000 people were exposed. In 1989, Union Carbide settled with the Indian government for $470 million, roughly $10,000 per confirmed death. Union Carbide Chairman Warren Anderson flew to Bhopal, was arrested, posted bail, and flew back to the United States. India issued a manslaughter warrant in 1992. The U.S. declined extradition. Anderson died in 2014 at the age of 92 without ever standing trial. The contamination around the plant site was never fully remediated. The survivors waited. Most are still waiting. The company never ran out of money. There's just accountability.